This is James Cooper with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Tax strategies for farmers are complex. Farmers are small businesses with high levels of assets and inputs, and then huge differences in income from year to year. This gives them some taxing leverages, but only for those who know how to take advantage of them. Today's radio is an excerpt from Ag Today with KFMA's Chelsea Plummer and Tracy Mintzner speaking on some of these tax strategies.
Well, I think it's kind of well known that many businesses don't have a lot of flexibility with their income, but producers in agriculture do have that benefit. We have the advantage we can move income and expenses from year to year and attempt to even out our adjusted gross income rather than potentially having large income swings because of market volatility or change in yields or just a lot of the challenges that we face in the agriculture industry overall.
Across the state, we've seen quite a few losses, and not just yield losses, revenue losses. So we are expecting to see a decent amount of crop insurance claims and proceeds for 23. There is the election to defer crop insurance proceeds. A rancher to be eligible for this, it needs to be their normal practice that they defer at least 50% of their crop income each year. As long as they normally do that, they're eligible to defer the taxation of those crop insurance proceeds. There's a couple other things. You can't defer revenue losses, so it needs to be losses due to yield and damage on your crop. If there's any proceeds that come due to price loss or like a revenue guarantee, those cannot be deferred. And then if they elect to defer, they have to defer the insurance proceeds on all crops. So if they're collecting some proceeds here towards the end of the year for corn or beans, and they elect to defer the yield portion of that, and they also collected some on wheat back in July, they would need to defer all of those crop insurance proceeds to the following year, not just on a crop-by-crop basis.
There will be an online three-part series called Tax Strategies for Midwestern Farmers and Ranchers held on November 28th, December 5th, and December 12th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. The online program will cover all sorts of tax strategies and accounting planning for both ranchers and farmers, for big farms and little ones. This topic applies to any producer, me included. There are some things in my dad and I's small cow-calf operation that we do as far as tax planning, but there's a lot more that we could be taking advantage of, including deductions, deferring, and income averaging. And I know we aren't alone when it comes to the ideas of taking advantages of tax planning. You can find the online program under the Events tab on the K-State Economics website, agmanager.info. If you need help finding it, give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Cooper with your Extension Crop Report.